Dr. Mitchell Brooks. Dr. Brooks, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell us about your practice.
I'm an orthopedic surgeon. I practice in Dallas, and I am a general orthopod.
Well, we're going to talk about a study, and when I told my mother-in-law about this, she just laughed at me and said, "Told you so." According to a new study, kids are safer in crashes with grandparent drivers. Kids with grandparent drivers are at half the risk of injuries as are kids with parent drivers, and I thought that that was really surprising.
Well, two things. First, mother-in-laws is certainly programmed to say, "I told you so," to son-in-laws. I mean, I think it's genetic and it's hardwired. But that said, in a way it is surprising, but in a way it's not surprising. In my younger days when I did trauma, we saw a lot of accidents, and there was really a difference in the injury rate that I noticed amongst the people who are passengers in cars of older drivers. And I actually went back and I pulled about 36 charts from the past. It doesn't make the same size study as this one, which involved, I think, 1,300 subjects between 2003 and 2007. But I found in my limited study that the injury rates indeed were lower compared to young people or people who are driving as passengers in vehicles driven by younger people. So in a sense, it isn't, because if you think about it, grandparents have a simpler lifestyle. They're not subject to the same pressures as parents are. They're also a lot wiser. They don't drive as fast. They don't tend to follow closely or tailgate, which drives me nuts. And the tailgating is a very important factor in accidents. And I think that they're not doing the neutron dance with a cup of coffee, with the laptop, with the mascara. You drive down the road and you see people basically getting dressed in the car with a cup of coffee, and they're driving with their thigh. You just shake your head and avoid them. So I think those are things that, from a practical perspective, make a lot of sense. But the interesting thing was that the half as much statistic was certainly fascinating, but the cohort was the same. In other words, it was an apples to apples comparison. So it really is surprising.
The study's researcher is Flora Coplin Winston. She's a MD and PhD with the National Sciences
Right.
Foundation Center for Child Injury Prevention Studies and the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And, you know, like you, Dr. Brooks, I initially thought, geez, you see these drivers who probably should be off the road and they're driving slow. But then I thought, well, that's a real small minority. And sometimes, too many times, I think, with folks who are older, 60, 70, 80, whatever it is, that experience gets overlooked.
Well, what happens is that the fatality rate, that is the rate of death in crashes, sharply increases when folks are over 75. And that's because their bodies are more susceptible to injury. But, you know, you can get into an accident driving slowly just as well as you can get into an accident driving fast. And the reason is that we're such a fast society, we have no patience for drivers who are driving the speed limit, especially if we're in a rush to get to work in the morning or in a rush to go someplace. And I guess the key word is in a rush. And so many times accidents occur because people are in a hurry to get someplace. And I think that older people, senior citizens, which has really not much of a meaning today. I mean, today's 60 is yesterday's 40, right? I mean, gosh, we have four generations of people in the workplace now, soon to be five. So I think the folks who have some mileage on their chronology clock really have a more logical and sound approach. They're not likely to be fiddling for a radio, and they're more focused when they drive, especially if they have their posterity on board. I mean, they're your grandparents. They're your living proof of existence on this earth. So I think there is that in the back of people's minds.
Well, the study is published online in the journal Pediatrics, and you've talked a little bit about the implications, and I guess this raises the question, should more grandparents be driving, and should we take heed from the example that they're setting?
I think for me there are two things that I get from this. The first is exactly what you said. You're absolutely right, Tony. We need to just slow down and take it easy. I was thinking, I can't remember the last time when I got a digital greeting on the road from a grandparent. So I kind of get them every so often from younger people, but never from grandparents. So they're not in a hurry, number one. And number two, if the grandparents were up to date on the new rules and regulations, that is to say, if someone is under the age of 13, they should really be riding in the back seat. Grandparents tend to have them in the front seat. Or if a child outgrows his car seat, they don't know how to put the child in a booster seat, so the child is belted in. And all the kids were belted in this study in the cars that were driven by grandparents. But if they did that, think of what the crash rate and the injury rate would be. It would be even less. So I think those are the two things that I would glean from the study, that grandparents need to be up on the latest safety tips and the latest safety suggestions, and we as parents need to focus when we have kids in the car. We need to just turn our lives off and focus on our children.
We've been talking with Dr. Mitchell Brooks. Thanks so much, Dr. Brooks.
Thank
appreciate
you, Tony.
Your time.
I appreciate it.